Editing an independent newspaper under a repressive government is a tough and dangerous job. This is especially true for journalists in Zimbabwe. There, President Robert Mugabe holds a tight rein on news and information.
It's one of the reasons our sister publication, World Press Review, has named Eden Wetherell of the Zimbabwe Independent as its International Editor of the Year. Wetherell recently visited New York to accept his award. Nathan King spoke with him at the United Nations.
Congratulations. And what does this mean in a broader sense to you, being recognized for your work, but also independent journalism in Zimbabwe?
Well, it, I think, gives a much-needed boost to my staff at the Zimbabwe Independent. It shows that their work is recognized and that we're not fighting alone, and that's important.
What have conditions been like? What sort of harassment have you and your staff felt?
Well, we're threatened on a regular basis by the president and his ministers who have designated us the enemy. There's the threat in the government press, and in addition to that, there's very difficult conditions under which we work. There's a raft of laws, such as the Public Order and Security Act and the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, to make journalism an offence, in a sense, and to include in that any criticism of the president that the president and his advisors object to. Ministers, senior government officials will not deal with the independent press. The Department of Information within the office of the president does not respond to inquiries, is not helpful, is actually abusive, and then seeks to counter our stories by anticipating them in the government media and abusing us roundly.
What about personal abuses of you and your staff?
We're continuing to do our job. That's what the public expect of us. It would be very difficult to do this job if we didn't have the support of the wider Zimbabwean public. So we're going on doing that. I've been arrested three times in the last 18 months and charged under the new press law with publishing pictures or information to which the government objects. So there is that sort of harassment. It occupies time. It's expensive. We have to have legal defense. So it is a form of harassment which is designed to deter us from doing our jobs.
What about the business of actual reporting? Because you're based in Harare, the capital, but so much of what goes on in Zimbabwe is in the outlying, in the countryside areas, and can you actually physically get there and find out what is actually going on in your own country?
Well, war veterans have physically prevented the distribution of our newspaper and other independent newspapers. So there's that physical impediment. In addition to that, you're quite right, in the countryside, newspapers don't penetrate areas where there is much less overall literacy. And the only voice heard there is President Mugabe's, because that is where radio does penetrate. Radio and television are a monopoly of President Mugabe's government, which he uses for party political purposes. So you do not have an even playing field. There is no access for independent voices in Mugabe's rural fiefdom.
Well, you've just won Editor of the Year. What about the rest of the world's press? Zimbabwe hasn't had many headlines over here. It's been reported in very skewed ways, some would say, in Europe. What's your impression of the world press?
Well, yes, it is one of frustration in that the United States is preoccupied with other things. So there's, I feel, a lack of balance in their reporting. There are very incisive American columnists who are very well informed about Zimbabwe and South Africa. But at the same time, I'm afraid there's something in the training of American journalists that obliges them to go for what I would call an artificial balance in their reporting. It's what I call, on the one hand, this and on the other hand, that style of reporting, which is unhelpful. The obvious example, on the one hand, the West demonizes President Mugabe, but on the other hand, many in Africa find him a hero. It's that sort of reporting that diminishes the struggle of the Zimbabwean people for democracy, for human rights observance, for electoral due process, that in that type of reporting that suggests it's merely the West that charges that Mugabe is guilty of human rights failures and not the people of Zimbabwe who are the victims of his rule. I think that style of reporting is frankly unhelpful, and there needs to be a more informed and in-depth approach to reporting on Zimbabwe by the United States media.
And what about the European reporting? Because colonial attitudes die hard, and a lot of the British press, for example, have reported as a battle between the white farming community and a black government. Very little has been said about the ordinary Zimbabweans in all this.
Let's not underestimate the scale, the impact on the formerly white agricultural community. They have suffered enormously in terms of having their property seized, suffering abuse, physical harm, threats. They've lived under the most appalling conditions, but black Zimbabweans have experienced a great deal more in terms of intimidation, torture, harassment, and outright murder. It's black Zimbabweans who are the victims of Mugabe's regime. Let's make no mistake about that. Whites may be occasional victims, but it's the democratic majority who have suffered most.
How do you see your role in the Mugabe society at the moment? You know, you're one of the few independent producers of news. Where do you see your voice being most affected?
Mugabe has no support whatsoever in Zimbabwe's cities, amongst the youth, amongst professional people, amongst people who have any contact with the outside world. He is entirely dependent upon a hostage constituency, his rural fiefdom. That is his political base. So the independent press is part of a wider civil society that has been conducting over the last few years a struggle for basic democratic beliefs, for the rule of law, for the right of people to criticize the government, for their right to vote, which is what tens of thousands of people tried to do in the presidential poll this year. So we see our role as functioning with a broader democratic constituency in establishing the connection between good governance, accountability, democratic due process. And in that regard, we're supported by millions of ordinary Zimbabweans. And that is what drives us. That is what motivates us. That's what keeps us doing what we do.
Well, it's not just the press, is it? There is an opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change, that came so close to winning the election, albeit a flawed election, last time. Have they been on the wane? They came so close to unseating President Mugabe and then were denied the fruits of victory. And global interest in the Movement for Democratic Change, the MDC, has been waning, hasn't it?
Yes, quite definitely. But the MDC is in a very difficult situation, a very invidious situation. How do you, believing in the rule of law, believing in the judicial process, believing in your rights as a democratic party, how do you challenge a regime that is determined to subvert the rule of law in order to deal with you, that crushes you with the use of the state's own security arms? How do you operate in that situation as a democratic party committed to democratic values and democratic processes when the government shares no such commitment, when it is absolutely ruthless, determined to use all the means at its disposal to crush you? That's the dilemma.
Eden Wetherell is the 33rd recipient of World Press Review's International Editor of the Year Award. He was cited for his courage and leadership in advancing the freedom and responsibility of the press.